from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You seem pretty surprised by that. Why does that surprise you?
Just because of what this season is supposed to be for the Browns and the expectations attached to it. And if you're not getting quality quarterback play and you're not winning games, I think on one hand, yeah, there's some truth to the fact that the organization owes it to themselves to get as much data and information about Deshaun as possible. But you're also trying to win games. And a quarterback change is one of the quickest ways to jolt your team into a different level of competition than what you're currently getting.
I hear you. And by the way, on a like practical side, having to watch the product on Sundays, mm-hmm. I agree. Like, I do not want to watch another 16 of the last game that I just saw.
Yeah.
But you keep, this is going to almost sound accusatorial, so I'm going to change this. But you've said multiple times it's 13 games. Not all those 13 games are the same.
You're right.
This is Sunday was a pretty strong departure. To look is honestly worse than he did in 2022. So if you look at it, there is a part, at least right now, you can say, well, all right, in 2022, we saw him gradually get better in those games. All right. And then next year, with a bum shoulder, we saw this guy put up 3 of his 5 games were good games. No matter who they were against, statistically, you can justify those games. So. Mm-hmm. Like I hear what you're saying, but I tend to agree with Jason. It's going to have to get so much worse on a elongated time period. And I know nobody wants... I wish I could just lie to everybody, mm-hmm. and then he plays well, and then that we never have to fact check ourselves. But the truth is, you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound on this.
Yeah.
And I just cannot see a way in which they go, well, it's 14 games, this guy sucks, hit the bricks. Even in the name of winning, sorry.
Here's the other reason why it would be surprising to me, Nick, and why I asked Jason that question and got so surprised with his answer. If you think about what else is on this roster at quarterback, like the guy that is the backup has been a starter before. So he is more of a ready-made option for this team that if they want to hit the ejecto-cito cuz... they could do that.
Ejecto-cito, cuz.
Remember Fast and Furious?
No, I like it.
All right. Good call. It's not like the only guy that they have to turn to is unproven Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yeah, but I think if you're selling anyone on Jameis Winston, I think that's... I get what you're saying. And yes, in a lot of cases, turning it over to... And I think Jameis is almost borderline underrated.
Uh-huh.
The problem is... I think Jameis would probably be best in the scenario that Joe Flacco was last year, and now that thing that's not installed. So now,
in what way?
It is
an injury that
no, like the new offense. Like
oh.
As much as we want to talk about it, The new offense was out there on the field. Yes, they only ran under center, but like everything else, majority of the passing game was out of the gun. And so I guess you get to this point where, okay, does Jameis fit the new reality? Does he fit the old reality? How do you make that change? Like, I think it's just easy to say, go to the backup quarterbacks. They're the most popular player in any franchise for a reason.
Yeah.
But like, I think even logistically, I don't think it's as simple as, Jameis, you're the starting quarterback now. Let's go win some games.
Well, here's the thing. I think Kevin Stefanski has shown himself throughout the course of his time as head coach of the Browns to be adaptable, right? So I think if it's Jameis Winston, if it's DTR, like I think Kevin finds a way to get the most out of whoever the quarterback is. Beat San Francisco with PJ Walker, right? They beat Pittsburgh with DTR. They went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. He had Jacoby Brissett looking like a competent NFL quarterback.
You know, Jacoby had looked like that before in Indy for a season.
He had, yes.
Yeah. Like, so, because, like, even now, like, Baker's best season was with Kevin until it was last year in Tampa. So while I agree there's a school of thought that I think Kevin might work best with quarterbacks who have to follow his every, where basically they're like droids. That they just
more
do what he says.
Structure in place?
Yeah. No. Ultimate structure in place. And by the way, you can be said the same thing can be said for Kyle Shanahan.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Shanahan's best work has been with the Kirk Cousinses, the Brock Purdy's, the Jimmy Garoppolo's.
Mm-hmm.
At the same point, that's also part of this conversation. Like I hear everything you're saying. I really, really do. And to me, it makes a lot of sense just in what I'm watching.
Yeah.
But that's just not how organizations go. And I honestly think the we got to go to another quarterback,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the last thing you do because everyone does it with the assumption it's going to work out. You think you've seen bleak after this game, see bleak and let's talk bleak after you go to Jameis and it doesn't work.
Sure, that's the downside of it. There's no doubt about it. And I can't sit here, Nick, and say that going to Jameis would be a clear-cut upgrade or I can promise you better football from the quarterback spot or better offense in general. But I think if you get to a point where you feel like Deshaun is a detriment to this team's success, you owe it to the players in that locker room as an organization to do whatever you can to try and put yourself in a better situation to win. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But there's a reason why you have this guy here. It's not for rah-rah speeches before games. It's not only to be Deshaun Watson's buddy in the locker room. It's not only to be a sounding board and really, really good in the quarterback room. It's to be there in case you feel like you need a change. It's to be there in case you feel like he could do better. That's what a backup quarterback does.
I think you're talking like every team's North Star is and always will be winning games. It isn't always.
You don't think that's what it is this year for the Browns?
I mean, winning games with Deshaun Watson as their North Star.
Man, they're coming off a playoff appearance.
There's
big time pressure. There's huge expectations.
So the pressure is
bloated
off.
Salary.
If you were coming off the 2022 season where you'd missed the playoffs and were a 7-win team, the expectation would be the playoffs. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't think we can fall into the trap of every team all the time is just trying to win. There's a lot that goes into
that. I agree. There are certain teams in certain situations. But this team, to me, seems like it's trying to win. The moves that they have made with this organization are very much win-now moves.
And I think they're trying to win now with Deshaun Watson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.